Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiya. You can still vote for Probably True in the British Podcast Awards. Just go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote and search for Probably True. Go on. If you do, I'll thank you with my mouth.
You're listening to Probably True. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes throughout, because it'd be boring otherwise.
I'm afraid of the dark. Not in the way you might think, though. That is to say, I'm not afraid of being in a dark room, say, in my house and all the lights are out or anything like that. I'm not afraid there might be a burglar or some other intruder lurking in the darkness. In fact, I've seen several special interest movies where that's the start of what turns out to be a lovely evening for everyone involved. Although, personally, I could do without the cheap ski mask. I want to see the look on the face of the intruder when they see that not only am I really quite excited to see them, but I'm also extremely good at tying knots. I was a scout for several years, fuckers. And while they might not call it introduction to bondage, I think giving teenagers ropes and showing them different ways of using them, then sticking groups of them in tents in the woods together for weekends at a time, certainly gets the imagination and the improvisational skills going. And I'm not talking about being afraid of ghosts and bogles and long-leggedy beasties either. If they were a real thing, they'd have had one on Big Brother by now. Or at least X Factor. You know, like...
I am Belshazzar, keeper of the unknown realm and holder of the twice-damned flame. Cower before me, tiny mortals, for I see your rotten core. I know your deepest secret fear. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
So yeah, not that either. Although, to be honest, I probably would listen to Belshazzar's album. No, when I say I'm afraid of the dark, I mean 2, maybe 3 months of the year. Wintry darkness. It's as if I'm solar-powered. If I spend very long under grey skies with no sunlight, I start to slow down. All of the energy drains out of me, and no amount of sleep or good food brings it back. I imagine it's a bit like the feeling your phone gets when you plug it into a cheap charger. There's not enough power to keep it going, but now it's just draining a little bit slower. And that's how it is for me. I keep trying to do stuff, keep myself busy, but there's less and less energy and my body starts to get heavier and harder to move and the tiredness sinks into my bones. I remember when I was growing up, my mum always saying that she wanted to come back as a bear because then she could sleep all through the winter and eat anyone who tried to stop her. I used to think this was just her saying she was tired from having 3 jobs and 2 young kids to raise, but I'm starting to see her point. Although, even throughout the rest of the year, anyone that shares my bed is warned that stopping me from getting all the sleep I need will end in their messy and probably quite painful death. Twitchers, mumblers, teeth grinders, sleep talkers, snorers, midnight huggers, anyone who wakes me up gets a pillow in the face as a warning, and that's on a good night. There's been quite a few guys who didn't get another date because I couldn't sleep next to them. There was one guy, actually, whose snoring didn't bother me. I remember thinking he sounded like an adorable little lawnmower. That's how I knew I was quite into him, to be honest, because at that point, as I was laid there in the middle of the night, listening to him snore, I realised I didn't want to kill him, which was nice. Still, he's far away now, and I'm pretty sure he's forgotten about me. So maybe I should have killed him when I had the chance, or at least given him a few interesting scars. Anyway. But Scott, you might say if you saw me in a bar, if you need sunshine to keep you going, why do you live on this cold and rainy little island? To which I would, of course, reply, why, yes, I would like another drink, thank you. I'll have a mind your own business and make it a double. I am working on moving somewhere with a bit more sunshine, to be honest. I can't stay here forever. It's not getting any better. I mean, some years are worse than others, but ugh. Last year, there were days when I would stumble home from work, have something to eat and get into bed for, say, 7 o'clock, and then sleep right through until 7 a.m. and still feel as exhausted as I did before I closed my eyes. I take little holidays, if I can, and I have one of those lamps that's supposed to simulate a sunrise and give you a full spectrum light thing in your room to help you wake up. It's supposed to come on gently so that, you know, it wakes you gently and you rise happily from sleep. But I found that doesn't actually wake me up very well, so mine's set to come straight on at full intensity. Just bam, and searing my retinas like tuna steaks. The only thing that gets me out of bed of a morning is a flamethrower to the eyeballs and then a quick 45-minute wank to get the blood pumping enough to face the day. One of the first things to go, actually, is my sex drive. Around Christmas, it'll start to fade away, and it'll be pretty much gone for most of January and February. Which is a shame, because my birthday's in January, and, you know, it's nice to celebrate. And every year, I start to think, is that it? Have I used it all up? Was that my entire lifetime supply of sex and jizz and horn, and I've just burned through it in about half the time I was supposed to? What now? Do I just take up gardening or become a vegan or something? And if I ever want to get sexy with someone again, am I going to have to stock up on Viagra and make sure they know to give me an hour's notice so I can get it to work on time? And then as spring comes back around, I get some sunshine on my skin and I feel the sap start to rise and everything goes boing, and I'm pretty much back to normal. But those 2 months, some years are worse than others, but it's always there. Every year it gets hard to do things and my body gets heavier and I feel like I'm 100 years old and just knackered. It gets hard to find any joy or excitement or interest in anything around me. Everything becomes a bit grey and a bit miserable. Which sucks even more because I want to find those things, because those are the bits that keep me going, that cheer me up through the long dark. I'm quite a happy person, generally. I like to stay positive, if a little bit cynical. And the reason that I stay positive is that I know how to deal with darker thoughts when they start to appear. I used to be a massive hippie, so I spent years learning mindfulness and meditation techniques and things like that. But every year, it feels like this time, the winter might never end. This time, my life is just going to be like this from now on. You know, worn out, exhausted, unable to face anyone or anything, just grey, worn out exhaustion with no happiness, no joy. And when that happens, my thoughts start to turn to things that I don't have the energy to stop, and the darkness gets into my head. That's why I'm afraid of the dark. Not because I'm scared of something out there, but because I know the scariest thing in the dark is me.
That was probably true. A storytelling series written and produced by me, Scott Flashhart.
Just a quick reminder that you can still vote for Probably True at the BritishPodcastAwards.com/vote for the Listener's Choice Award. And if you've already done that, then you could go write me a positive iTunes review or tell a friend about your favourite new slightly naughty podcast. Go on. Or don't. I'm not a beggar. Do as you please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.